I can't write left-handed. Would you please write a letter? Write a letter to my mother. Tell her to tell, tell her to tell, tell her to tell her family lawyer. Trying to get a deferment for my younger brother.
Hey, you're listening to Capital Forum Matchmaking Service. We had a wedding proposal during the break, and I'm not going to say which of the hosts proposed HK, but
it was Sergey.
A little keep it confidential.
It's all good stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, HK, we got some more callers stacking up. We got Bob in Michigan. What do you have for us this morning, Bob?
It's true that white Gentile Southerners bought the slaves who were brought here, but the actual people who ran the slave trade, who brought the slaves here and sold them, were in fact Jews predominantly. Another thing that people don't realize is that, Abraham Lincoln is often credited with trying to end the slave trade, but in fact, he had a plan where he wanted to send all of these slaves back to the jungles of Africa that the Jews had taken him out of. And it's unfortunate that he wasn't able to succeed with that plan, because these people literally today have ruined our inner cities. Your comments?
Wait a minute. When you say these people had ruined the inner cities, what people are you speaking of?
The Negroes.
Well, now let's back this thing up a little bit. Abraham Lincoln did believe strongly in colonization. That's one of the reasons why the state of Liberia was established. And now, I got a lot of problems with these people ruling the inner cities.
So do I.
There were a lot of things in play. It's just like some of the debate that I've had with some of my more bigoted Southern folks is talking about how black folks, all the things we've given them, and, the welfare and affirmative action and all the kind of things they talk about. I've been on all sides of this tape. And I've seen some of this so-called giving that was supposed to have been coming down, like affirmative action is supposed to have been to help this disadvantaged black man who found himself facing all kinds of prejudices in the economic workplace. A great deal of those, that money never made it into the black community. A great deal of it was administrated away from the top. With some of my slick friends that this money was supposed to have been dealt to. One of the hugest battles I ever had as president of NAACP is fighting minority fronts. And when affirmative action was supposed to have been targeted in the black community under the AA program of the federal government that brought in the white woman, she became a minority. Then all of
absolutely
a sudden you had these men who had these wives who were supposed to have been, and under these guidelines, the woman's supposed to have been in that office and working that business. Had these women in here, their wives, who had all these resources and were able to have the credit and get the loans from the bank so that they could do some of these Department of Transportation jobs, the fence and guardrail. And here's a black man over here who got a small company who had the ability to do the job, but he couldn't attract the resources because this woman had her white husband over here who was able to be able to get all these things. Then all of a sudden, not only does it hurt the legitimate black business, but the legitimate white woman who was in the marketplace also trying to do business because these folks found a way to get around it.
Hold on, we got another break. You stay with us, HK. We're on a roll. This is the best one ever.
Yeah, and by the way, Bob, thanks for the call. We're going to have to move on. We have Jerry in Arkansas coming up after the break, so hang in there, Jerry. We've seen you've been hanging on the line for a while, so everybody, please listen to and support sponsors and also exchange your Federal Reserve notes for gold and silver. Gold and silver is on sale, man. Everybody ought to be grabbing with both hands right now.
Extend your life with Extend.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're back. If you want to take you higher, all right. I love that one.
And by the way, during that break, for people that are following the agenda of the day show, I think the marriage was consummated during the break.
I really want to turn Louise loose because I was making this point about affirmative action and some of these welfare programs. And during the break, you're right. Our marriage was consummated. And I would like for her to expound a little bit about the conversation we were having, because she clearly sees what it is that I'm saying. Could you please, Louise?
And give me 1 second. I got to do some programming information for RBN. RBN is on a new station in Dallas-Fort Worth area, KHFX, 1140 AM. So everybody, please call the station and tell them how much you enjoy hearing RBN on their station, whether you live in a Dallas area or not. And please support and try to get RBN on in your small community radio stations, because there's a lot of people looking for good content to draw in listeners. And if you get the truth out there, people will tune in. So that'll grow the station and grow RBN. Also, link to RBN on Facebook and Twitter. And for those that are not on the Internet, address for Pledge Drive is 2251 Double Creek Drive, 302 Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And back to you, Lou.
Okay, back to the nuptials. Now, it goes like this. Affirmative action was a way to get cheap labor. Now, everybody says something different. Oh, no. Affirmative action destroyed the black man and the white man, the average, I should say, not the wealthy white and black man, but the average white and black man, to turn it over to women who are uneducated usually, who are black, white, Asian, mostly the white woman, to go in and take jobs from men at a very cheap rate. They didn't have to pay women like they pay men. That's number one. Number two, our lovely thing for social services that the black man, I think that was come on the African Americans did. It was poor whites and poor blacks, and it is a way to keep them in the inner city and remove the man from the home. It is the biggest farce in the world. They don't give them enough money to live on, but there's never enough money to leave. It's kind of like a beaten up spouse. What do you think about that, HK?
I love you, and you're on a roll, and you just keep on rolling down the road, dear.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I love you.
The number one thing is the business, the business of doing government was a way to destroy people. That's the whole point of it. It's divide and conquer. It doesn't give you enough. And by the way, as far as the African Americans having more social services than any other group, that's a farce, because if you want to go to Washington statistics, there's more poor white than any other ethnic community. Okay? So if we're going to pull ethnicity and not really go on a roll, okay, it is an equal player of all colors and cultures. When you have poor communities, when you can remove the man from the home, and that's the real issue on here, and get poor white women to have more and more children, to have more free labor. And that really is the issue. And something to talk about. Talk about government. The number one thing government does is want to have more people to talk about. Okay? They never fix the problem. The best way to fix the problem on the inner cities, or I should say people who are social services, and I talk about this all the time, I've had the bills. We've done it before. And that is to say that if you're on social services, you need employment. But what if there's no jobs? Where do you get employment? Well, you know what? If government's giving you a salary, you know how many things the government has to hand into? Well, then you can work in and help out and social services. You can go help out with senior citizens. You can go help out with people in veterans' homes. You can go help out in food banks. You can answer phone calls. Stop outsourcing to other countries.
Grow a community garden, Louise. There's so many things. Babysit for other people.
There you go.
There's an infinite number of options.
And then you're getting paid for something. And then you get additional funds for being active in the community. Additional things to help you get here to there. And then educational communities. I don't mean the stupid Pell Grant thing that you're getting locked up in and you always have to pay back. Okay, I'm talking about really letting people get out there. Okay, we destroy people through social services. That's the real truth. Okay? So, but am I still on a roll, or should I just I'm getting into a rant.
We do have eight cases. Chopping at the bit, and we also have a caller, Jerry, that's chopping at the bit as well. So,
okay. First HK, then caller.
Well, let's take the caller. Let's take the caller, because I'm going to tell you something. Man, I love my new wife. She has hit it on her head. She rolled it into the highway just like it's supposed to be rolled in. And you can see that man from Michigan that we just got through talking to, I could tell in his, God bless him, but in his voice, that he's just one of my northern friends. He just went, oh, look, see what we did. We let the Negroes be in charge. Look what they've done around here to the inner cities. See, that's the surface, and you don't look at the treachery under the bottom. There is a great deal of treachery here. It's a treachery to make folks fail. And God bless you, Louise. Thank you for very eloquently laying out this so-called entitlements and social service program that doesn't help anybody. It's a prison camp. Prison camp.
Very good. We have Jerry in Arkansas. What do you have for us this morning, Jerry?
First of all, I'd like to thank you all very much, each of you, for having such a good program on today. And I suggest the reason why it's so good is because people that are called white are so intimidated unless they have an individual like HK of African descent that wants to come out and be honest and, you know, based on research and knowledge. and you can feel it over the air, and I can hear it in each of y'all's voices, and I want to thank y'all for having a program like this, and I want to thank HK for his research. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, God bless you, sir. You done give me the big head this morning. I was thinking about how good I was going to play golf. Now I'm going to be thinking about you all morning. God bless you. I love you. Thank you.
Well, I have a special affinity to people of African descent because due to poverty and disease, there was a time in my life where I had to be raised by people of color. And the only children I played with were people of color. And, you know, so I have an affinity for understanding, you know, and putting aside what people call racial differences, because I don't believe in that, okay?
Amen.
What I would like to offer, and into your discussion of cause and effect of the Civil War, is something that I've found that almost nobody knows. In the late 80s and early 90s, I was doing some studies on the Constitution. Because of the term, the war was started because of states' rights. And I never found that it was adequately defined. I found that, in fact, there are three different constitutions that have different verbiage. One given out to the North Atlantic, one to the Middle, and one to the South Atlantic states. When I found this, I took this to a retired judge, and then he and I took it to what we would consider a very conservative constitutional lawyer. This lawyer thought that, you know, I must be out of my mind, even though I had photocopies at a law library. Those copies are housed at Virginia and West Virginia University, two at one place, one at the other place. Only a member of the American Bar Association is allowed into the room to look at them. So, I challenged the attorney to go to those universities, and he, even though he said that I must be out of my mind, this cannot be true, he went, he looked, he read, and he came back and he called every attorney and legal aid and secretary in his office when the retired judge Bob Webster and I walked in, and he said, "This is unbelievable. They gave us three different constitutions." And I said, "Yes, that's the state's rights that is not known to people why the cause of the Civil War." And, of course, as we know, every good crisis must be used to hammer the people, and that's what happened to us. So I wanted to offer that to people that might want to find a member of the American Bar Association and make a trip and go in there and look at it. And you know, I've done that.
I'm surprised you were able to get a photocopy out.
No, we were not allowed a photocopy. No, you're not allowed a picture or photocopy.
No, I know what you're talking about because I've been there as an attorney. And you are not allowed to take anything out of it.
That's right.
Well, why is that?
But what?
You know what? Let me tell you something. What I really enjoy about your conversation and what you put here. And I hope all your listeners begin to understand this. When we, as the people, can have the ability to sit down and have this kind of interaction, people can go and search out the truth for themselves. It's far too many times, and this is what I face most of the time, is when you start to have these kind of dialogues, especially for folks from across the border, they say slavery, and all dialogue stops. You know, we can't talk anymore. I am so proud this morning to have the opportunity to sit down and interact with all of you, because whether you agree with me or not, the fact that we can sit down and talk about this thing and interact about this thing, it can send people to search for the truth, because the truth is there if you dig hard enough for it. And I love you for telling me about these three different constitutions, because I had heard about these things, but there's so much that you get hit with until you just don't have time to look at it all. And because I'm a part of the Southern Legal Resource Center, I'm going to send some lawyers over there to take a look at that couple of those constitutions again. Thank you, sir.
How are you? Well, thank you. And, you know, what you're doing, what all four of you are doing today is what is not happening in this country. And HK said it, interacting instead of being defensive. Thank you for your program today.
Well, stay, Jerry, if you can.
Hang on during the break at least, Jerry.
Okay.
We've got a three-minute break coming up. And as I said, gold and silver is on sale. So go out and get as much as you can get.
Have you you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like I'm a motherless child. Sometimes I feel just like I'm a motherless child.
So after the marriage was consummated, now it's time for a snack.
Break, evidently.
Somebody was having a Twinkie during the break.
Wasn't me. You didn't share, honey. Where's my Twinkie?
Oh, boy.
Anyway. Okay.
Hey, Jerry, did you have anything more for us before you went into the court company?
Let him know what he had to do, what the other attorney had to do to get that information out. Agent,
well, the other attorney just, you know, there were two at one place, one at the other place, and he went outside and he wrote some notes, but, you know, this was quite extensive, the changes. But I think what's really important is, you know, when I hang up, will Louise please relate what she
I want to
was,
say it now while you're still on the air.
Okay, great. And then I would William like to say one last thing, please, afterwards.
Go ahead, wait, Louise.
So let him go ahead, Jerry.
He wanted to comment after you made your comment.
Okay, William Kunstler. Long time ago, in the early 70s, 60s and 70s, but had a fight to get these released and many other documents. Okay, he had years and years in court. If anybody knew who Kunstler was the attorney that set up a pro bono office, if you would, for people who were poor, not African-American, anybody who was poor who couldn't afford attorney services. Okay, so he literally used his fortune, if you would, to give people a way to be able to fight back. He was very much on the civil rights question also. But then He was fighting to get this released and many other documents that were hidden from the public. It was Ralph Nader, who used to work for Kunstler, he's the guy who, if you had a lemon car or your windshield wipers didn't work, that he took everybody to court. Okay. Anyway, it was he who opposed it in court and won.
Well, you see, here we go again about our documents and ability for the people to really see how this country is supposed to be run, the rules in which it's supposed to be governed under. If you look at the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions, which basically clearly said that the states could succeed and leave the union, but that government, it has no thing that we locked into this union. You look at these constitutions, various constitutions, and I'm going to start right here in my hometown. Article 8, Section 6 of the North Carolina State Constitution says that if you do not believe in God, you cannot hold public office. It's in our Constitution, written in stone. Then these folks say, well, wait a minute, hold up. The federal government trumps the state constitution. There's a separation between church and state. Well, that wasn't what the separation of church and state was about. It was about the kinds of things that was happening with the Church of England and how it was trying to force people, all the citizens, into a certain religion. Now, all the atheists across the country jumped on HKH and said, boy, how could you be in support of something like that when you're a black person, you're an African-American who know and understand discrimination, and now you discriminate against the atheists? Wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I am not discriminating against anybody. I'm clearly pointing out, is this the law? Are the people supposed to be governed by their constitution, whether it's the state constitution or the federal constitution? Or whether the federal constitution is an organic document and it changes? Well, boys and girls, wait a minute here. Do we not have a convention of the people? If you're going to start changing our constitution, why does the constitution work the way you interpreted it, because this is the way you want it to be?
The interpretation of law is another thing.
Absolutely. And this bland poobah that we have with the Supreme Court, I got problems with that whole thing. I have problems with people going into even our electoral system. We had a better deal when folks were elected by the legislature and by a different set of standards than we have now, where these folks give us a two-party system. Everybody else is locked out. And essentially, that's exactly what happens. Even with the Independent Party and the independents, God bless you, but in America, it is the media and the Democratic Party and the Republican Party who have garnered all this money and have all these lobbyists who can affect what happens to the rest of the people. It's not we the people anymore. Our constitutions, whether it's federal or state, are meaningless. We do not prescribe to them.
What I need is to have you help us with state bank issue, because I tell you what, the only way to free us from all of it, I don't care who you are, is that the states have a state bank, and that state bank is strong enough to protect the state's financial future, if you would. By doing that, go ahead.
And make sure that the Goldman Sachs of the world don't take over the state bank.
That's correct.
We're seeing as that movement grows and gets some concrete traction, the vultures are moving in on it. Go ahead, HK.
Well, you see how simple you all have hit it. You're nailing it on the head. I have to take a Sunday school teacher and make a president of the United States, and basically that's the way it's supposed to have been. It's simplistic. We take all the people, American people's money, give it to all these foreign governments who don't like us. How can you justify loaning money to China? And then, giving China all this free money and then turn around, have to borrow money from them, how can you justify giving our money to all these foreign entities, then turn around forgiving the debt, and all these people have all our money? That's the American public's money. How can you justify all this pork barrel spending? These people do not take care of the money. We have no business in a recession. We have no business being... Let me back that idea, that thought up one quickly. Let me talk about Rick Perry. And when I walked into Texas, I know we got a break coming, but don't let me forget that after the break.
All right, Rick Perry's coming up after the break, and I think Jerry might still be online. I'm not sure. We'll find out. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
The television lights, they tell you day is night. They tell you wrong is right. But I say, how do you like the way things are today? Things are today.
We're back.
Yes. I do want to read. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
I think we wanted the Jerry to get in his last input, and then he wants to drop off so he can listen on the air. So back to you, Jerry.
Okay. When one studies the Constitution, unfortunately, most don't go back far enough. They go to what they think is the signing date or the origination date. One has to do a motion for discovery and find that a copy of the Constitution was registered in London, England as a corporate charter 6 months prior to the Constitutional Convention. You know, then we start to learn. I would like to be just a little bit solicitous to solicitate something on your program, since I listen a lot to this program. Starting this coming Saturday night from 9 to 11, there's going to be a show called The Gathering Offering. And RBN has offered me 2 hours, and I'll be going into in-depth on things of this nature and other areas. And maybe someday I could get HK to be a guest host type thing on the air on Saturday nights from 9 to 11. And that'll be starting this Saturday. So, you know, kind of joining up with you guys, trying to get some information out. And this is really a good show. And I thank you, HK, for taking your time to get up in the morning and come out and allow intimidated people that have white skin to be able to have a good conversation. We can't do it without everybody as such that is an honest individual joining in. Thank you, HK.
And thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jerry. That show. Another one speaking, going out and trying to, what do you call, neutralize the rhetoric.
And glad to hear you're going to have your own show on RBN, Jerry, and we appreciate your input on our show, as always.
And, Jerry, if you get a chance, shoot me an email at hk.edgerton@gmail.com and let me know when you want me to come on. I will be.
I'll get your phone number from Tom or Louise because I don't have a computer, but my buddy.
Isa, God bless you.
Thank you.
If you email me, if you call me, I'll text you the number.
Thank you so much, brother.
Well, you can pass it during the break.
Very good. I think Jerry needed to get off the air.
I wanted to say something else because I had a thought pattern here about politics and the Constitution and all.
And then after that, you got to talk about Rick Perry.
Well, I want to mention him in this thought.
Oh, right, very good.
You know, when I made the historic march across Dixie, marching 20 miles a day, 6 days a week, donning in the uniform of a Confederate soldier, and carrying the Southern Cross into Austin, Texas, some 1,600 miles.
Wow.
Yes, it was a great journey. I remember coming the last 5 miles walking into Austin. Fox News would come out and bring me in. We came to this huge bridge, an underpass on this bridge, and they asked me, have you seen under the bridge? Well, I had no idea why I should be seeing under the bridge or going under the bridge. They took me under the bridge, and as far as the eye could see, there were just hundreds of people eating out of trash cans, burning stuff, limiting cardboard boxes. And I said, my God, this is like a city within a city. And these folks told me that Mr. Perry had let all these folks out of the mental institutions and all these homeless folks, and this is where they had gathered. Yet at the same time, and understanding the Republic of Texas, knowing that the governor of Texas is the least powerful person in the legislature, and I'm speaking about Mr. Perry, and I'm only going to say this because he typifies the kinds of politicians that we deal with today. All this bragging about the economy of Texas and what a great place Texas is and all the jobs, and knowing full well that most of these jobs that he's talking about is like it's fast food places, McDonald's, and folks like that. And I'm not down in McDonald's because they offer good service for folks, especially on the low economic spectrum. But these folks make all these bold statements, and people take it for face value and believe it. There is something that we need to do in America, and that is become more educated about the people that we elect, and especially about the lies that they tell. I can remember running for mayor right here in my hometown and having sitting with these folks and listening to all the promises. Oh, we won't annex. Annexation is bad for folks. We don't even get the garbage service and fire truck services and sidewalks and a lot of the places we annexed 20, 30 years ago. Less than 1 week after they went in office, they were all talking about annexation, and my question was, wait a minute. I was on the campaign trail with you. I heard what you told the people. Always came, you don't understand. Once you get elected to office, there are deals that you have to make if you want to make other things happen. I think the people in America are getting sick and tired of not being able to make politicians accountable for the kinds of things that they claim that they're going to do. God bless the Tea Party, but I hate to say that they thought they cleaned house, but the house has not been cleaned.
The Republican Party took them over. That's the real issue.
It's no different for I have become to the point, I look at this thing, the Republican Party is not a whole lot different from the Democratic Party.
No, there's no difference between either one.
Well, they're owned by the same people. The same people are delving out the money for both parties, and that's just a controlled opposition. It's just a game, just like WWF.
It is. It's like Democrats are for abortion, but against death penalty. Republicans are against abortion, but for death penalty. Okay, both of them want to take away your entire life, no matter where you are, no matter when you win, and they just do it a different way. But it's the same
now.
One. It's the same.
I'm going out to
divide and conquer.
I really can go on out to the golf course now. You named it. You hit it on the head. Thank you. I go around over here to the putting green. I don't have to say another
now,
word.
My husband's here, and I already told him that we've got a thing going, but it's okay.
Tell him I want to get practice this evening. I don't want him around there with no boogie eyes at you. Tell him to go on.
Let's see what Ted in Michigan has for us this morning. Ted, what do you got for us? Good morning, Ted.
Yes, can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can.
Yes, good morning.
All right. I enjoy the guest right now and the entire tone of what's going on. I want to just show something else out into the mix. I don't know how it is in the black community or in southern white communities, but here in the Midwest, upper Midwest, one of the things that the founders counted on to keep the republic together were two things. They were both NGOs, meaning non-government organizations.
We love that.
One was the media, because of their fabulous investigative and reporting powers and skills. And the second was generically the pulpit. And I don't know how it is elsewhere, but in my area here, almost all the churches have become government churches because of their interest in tax exemptions.
Mm-hmm.
And they're exempt under the IRS code 501c3.
Yes, sir.
In that code, if you were to read it, I'm paraphrasing now, you can't criticize government or you can't criticize politicians from the pulpit. Well, when I was growing up, and I happened to be kind of long in tooth, from the Presbyterian and from the Methodist and so forth, you used to hear fire and brimstone from the pulpit talking about unethical and immoral problems in the community.
Amen.
That no longer occurs. All you hear from the pulpit today is platitudes. Now, there's a place for platitudes, but not the entire service. We need, you know, and the unfortunate part about it is that these so-called educated pastors that have gotten degrees and so forth haven't got the foggiest notion of what's going on in the country, and the bishops and the higher-ups in each religion are not allowing them to deal with the issues. So what we have when you look into the congregation sitting among around you is a bunch of zombies. They have absolutely no idea of what's going on. Simply
I just
because
want to say what, I just
you
want
don't
to say
hear
one
it
thing.
In the media, and you don't hear it from the pulpit, it simply can't be true.
You know what?
That's
I,
all
I,
I've got to say.
I wish you know you're from Michigan, and a Yankee from Michigan, but she's the first Yankee all month that I wanted to put my arms around and hug him. Because you have nailed it on the head. You know, I love this program. I've heard things this morning that I just can't even believe that folks out there have the kind of knowledge that they have about this thing.
Well,
you know, it's the Sons of Confederate, huh?
I say it's just absolutely sickening, and if the church wonders why their numbers are not growing but are diminishing, it's because there's nothing being said there that you can't pick up yourself in the Bible. And,
and
those of us that don't find it very difficult to go in and sit for an hour to hear that kind of pablum, you know, we're still, I still believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I want more from the church. I want them to stand up and talk about what's going on in the community and what's going on in our country. And there was a guy that ran for president by the name of Chuck Baldwin who wrote a number of excellent essays on the Black Regiment. And the Black Regiment has nothing to do with skin color, but it has everything to do with the activity of the church at the time of the Revolution and up through probably the 30s and early 40s, about circuit riders and how they carried the message of freedom and liberty throughout all the communities. And my grandparents used to talk about them coming and staying at their house overnight before moving on to their next destination. Anyway, I had to get that off my chest because it hurts. It hurts when one of these two very, very important NGO elements, neither one of them are functioning, and we're having to deal with this terrible problem of losing our country with both arms tied behind our back. You know, this is really a very, very serious. The fact that in 1953 Eisenhower developed or pushed through a new cabinet position of health, education, and welfare. Not one of those three elements is federal responsibility. They're all state responsibilities. And with that power, they begin to gnaw away at our curriculum. We no longer have civics that tells how government should be run and interprets our constitutions, meaning federal and state, and the Declaration of Independence. So how do we expect anybody under 50 to know when government is broke and how it needs to be fixed if they don't know anything about either one of those three documents?
You're exactly right. And this is a good time to plug Mr. Baldwin, him and his son Tim Baldwin. Tim was on our show about a month ago, and they have an excellent new book, Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. I'd recommend everybody get that. Give that a copy to your pastor, your preacher. Give it to every minister in your community. We need to get the word out. We're all about solutions here.
Well, I'm going to get off here, but the one thing I guess I'd like to leave with your real sharp guest is when you get back, search your favorite search engine for Chuck Baldwin, and you can find it, I think, everything on newswithviews.com. And look for his essays, I think there's three of them, on the Black Regiment. That would add to his ammunition purse.
Very good, Ted. Thanks for your input.
Ted, God bless you. Thank you, sir. And I will certainly do that in the morning.
Have to do some putting.
Yes. And let me tell you something. I like this gentleman because, you know, he talked about nonprofits and the 501c3. It is a huge problem with the Sons of Confederate Veterans. I was given the honor to give the keynote speech for Confederate Memorial Day during the presidential primaries of past, when all those candidates from the Democratic Party were in Columbia, South Carolina. And for me to be able to give the keynote speech for Confederate Memorial Day, son of former slaves, is one of the highest honors that a man could achieve. But I remember the state commander of the Sons of Confederate Veterans leaning over to me and saying, H.K., please, don't say anything political. Because of the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
They're not supposed to. That's their charter, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not supposed to. Well, the NAACP, that's around the corner, if not break those rules. I found that ironic because here I sat in Columbia, South Carolina, where John McCain came out to the Capitol steps and said he was ashamed of his Confederate ancestors. But dear Hillary looked at the Confederate battle flag over the Confederate Soldiers Monument and said, that's too Southern. Well, Mitt Romney came out and said, I wouldn't fly that thing, talking about the Confederate battle flag. Well, Rudy Giuliani stood right at Yankee Stadium after September 11th and gave his speech in Yankee Stadium in where he touted all the accomplishments of the North, and one of those accomplishments being coming to the South to free the slaves. Now, wait a minute, boys and girls. You're sticking it to my homeland again. Yet still, I'm supposed to sit here because I'm a nonprofit 501c3 and not even to say one word about the kinds of things that you've said, the lies that you've told, and the way that you both always stick it to the South. Same thing with that, with the preachers. This gentleman talked about the preachers on the pulpit, and he hit it dead on the head. Black folks got most of their information, most of the direction of how they're supposed to act in the body politic. From the preacher, this gentleman just came and hit it dead on the head. We are now in a society that is government-run, and all these poverty pimps are eating at the government trough for their funds, and there's so much that they can say and so much they can do that will actually help the people, especially against that entity that is not really for the people and by the people.
That's
and I really
true.
Appreciate him for his statement.
And by the way, we have a request for you to give out your email address, HK.
It's hk.edgerton, edgerton@gmail.com.
And the website is southernheritage411.com. And also, you love the RBN content, at least what you've heard on our show. Well, it goes on 24/7. And one of the solutions we have, RK, is we have people that are putting up micro FM broadcasting stations in their neighborhoods, and they can send out signals up to like 10 miles radius where you can get the truth out. And that's a big part of what our program's about here, is offering solutions to people.
That's right. You can get this program where you're at. Listen here, I have to interject one thing because we're running out of time. I did want to bring up something, and it has to do with a bill. Okay, and it's a very important bill. Senator Claire McCaskill has it in the House of Representatives. Okay, the bill is the Fair Enforcement Against Duty Evasion Act of 2011. Okay, it's a very, very important bill. It forces unidentified companies who are bringing products in. We'll be right back with a break, but I'll come right back to that.
Okay, and for FM micro broadcasting systems, go to castlebroadcastingsystems.com. Back in three.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Let me see the land of the free.
Yeah, come back. Come back.
All right, we're going to have to cut the music short because we're running out of time.
Short.
Go ahead,
Louise. Real quick, everybody. You go contact Claire McCaskill's office and Fair Enforcement Against Duty of Evasion Act of 2011 is a very good bill to make companies overseas who are not paying their full tariffs and they're disbanding pay the money that they owe, whether in tariff or whether it is in tax, so that they must pay the same thing our companies pay. Now,
well,
we have a caller on.
Well, this is actually a good bill that Claire McCaskill is introducing.
Very
I think
good.
You're helping their
this
office try to do
good.
This to help push
it's
back
a copy
on this.
It's a similar copy of the bill that I had to force companies outside the United States to pay the same and have to live at the same standards that our companies must do in order for them to do business
and
in our country.
And it's a step in the right direction to stop the slave-produced dumping of cheap goods on our country. And we have Thomas in Georgia, and then after that, Ted in Michigan, if we can fit you guys in. Next, over to you, Thomas.
Hello?
Good morning.
Yes,
go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, my dad, I'm actually out of Georgia, but my dad is in Columbia, and he's heavily involved with Sons of the Confederate Veterans, the SCV, and I've just caught maybe the last 20 minutes or so of your guest, but it's pretty interesting stuff. I think, I've come to the conclusion now, I think the whole war was Rothschild goaded, and I think it was just a earlier version of the Hegelian dialectic to destroy our country or break it down to unify it into the fascist / communist thing that it's morphed into today. I think your guest does have some fascinating points, and not a whole lot of Americans know the history of what happened and why the war was fought and what some of the political goals were and of the bankruptcy and the corporate nature of the war and the economic factor since the North or the United States was bankrupt and the South had the industry with the agriculture, or I should say they had agriculture and not industrial base, but they had all the money back then. And that's a large reason, I think, of why the war was fought. But,
exactly right. Wealth comes only out of the ground, and the monopoly money was Wall Street in London wanted that money, and that's what a big portion of it was about. And thanks for the input, Thomas.
Yeah, you have a good day.
Thank you very much. Ted in Michigan wanted to make a quick comment, and then we're going to turn the show over to HK. Ted, are you with us? Maybe we lost
Ted. Doubting Thomas is out there about the fact that we have become government churches. I'd like everybody to go to their favorite search engine and look up the Indianapolis Baptist Church. About 10 years ago, it was a black church, incidentally. The pastor, as I understand it, was told not to quit criticizing the government. In essence, he gave them the finger salute. And the IRS showed up there and bulldozed the church, and I think they put him in jail because he violated 501c3.
That's absolutely correct, Ted. We want to have HK make a closing comment. HK, back to you.
I just want to thank you so very much for allowing me to come on to your program, and I certainly love each and every one of your guests and the comments they made this morning. And you asked me if some folks want to call me, they can call me at 828-273-1991. And certainly I do have PayPal on my email address. Folks can donate. This is a very expensive thing, battling these wrongs. So if they want to make a donation to me, I certainly would appreciate that, too. God bless you, sir.
Yes, thank you for coming. Website, southernheritage411.com.
Give your phone number out one more time slower.
828-273-1991.
Very good. Thank you, AK.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much for having me.
Gold. Ever climb.